And welcome to the Functionally Dysfunctional Show. This is Jeffrey Davis, your host as always, and with me, first time on mic, my buddy, Josh. Josh, the cook.
That's me.
What's up, man?
Are we recording right now?
We are recording.
Okay, I've always wanted to say that.
We are recording.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man. So, actually, you know, we're acquainted, but we don't know each other that crazy well. We've ridden bikes together. We've played poker together.
Right.
We know a bunch of similar people.
A few, yeah.
But we actually don't know each other that well.
That is true, yeah.
Which is going to make for a good conversation.
And I'm already in your bedroom. Like, what happened? What is...
Bedroom, office. I do fall asleep in here sometimes.
Yeah, I could.
Josh's experience, and I feel like my studio here is slash office slash gaming headquarters. It's kind of magical. There's a whole bunch of LED shit going on. Yep. You have the Star Wars tree.
Yeah. God, I did not notice that.
It's all Star Wars decorated.
Okay.
It stays up year round.
Nice.
You notice how my Darth Vader topper has his own Darth Vader branded Santa hat.
Very custom. Yeah. I mean, it's 2020. You gotta do that.
We'll have to get a picture of it. Yeah. I don't think I've posted a picture of the studio here, but yeah. Oh, we have to, like we always do, whatever we're drinking.
Oh.
Today, we're going to have not a whiskey clink, not a coffee clink, but a margarita clink. Clinkity clink. Excellent. Excellent. So we're drinking some margaritas while we record today. And so I came into the bike shop that you work in a couple weeks ago to buy some cleats, and we got to talking about stuff, life, and you asked me if I was still doing the podcast, and I said yeah, which also told me that you weren't listening to it.
Well, it's because
I was just fucking with you.
I got off Facebook.
I know you did.
Yeah.
So you got off Facebook. So you're a former gaming streamer extraordinaire, green screen and all.
Right.
And you've gotten away from that. And I asked you, I said, you know, would you want to be on the podcast? And you said, yeah, absolutely.
Heck yeah.
And based on a conversation we were having at that moment, and I, you know, talking with you back and forth the past, you know, couple of weeks, said, I asked you, you know, well, what do you want to talk about? Right. I always like my guests to go, what are you interested in? And you said, and this is going to be the title of this week's episode. Uh-huh. And you said, love, sheeple, and marijuana.
Yeah. And then I wanted it to be somewhat much more, because I think I could talk about just about anything.
Hey, we can have you on here as a regular guest.
It's fine with me.
Everybody wants to lay it down, everything they got on one episode.
You gotta stretch it out,
like,
man.
Oh, no, man.
I can't do that.
No.
I can't experience me. Was it 45 minutes, 35 something?
We shoot for between 35 to 45. Sometimes we go a little over.
Yeah. Well, 45 is going to be way too short.
I mean, we're going to have have you back for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So what made you think, what made you say, I want to talk about love, sheeple, and weed?
Two of those were really easy. I think I had just smoked. I just recently, let me put it this way so I don't incriminate myself.
Okay.
I have smoked marijuana. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's in the past. Because I'm not doing it right now.
Okay.
You can't prove that I just did it or supposedly did it.
No.
I just don't want to incriminate. I was worried coming into this. I'm basically just going to incriminate myself whole episode. So.
And you know, there's no proof of anything that you say. There's no proof that you're even here
Did you use my full name? I don't remember.
I did.
Oh, my God.
Well, I kind of sort of used it.
All right.
Used your last name like it was your profession, though it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Very original. I've never heard that one.
I'm sure you haven't.
But yeah, I already lost the thought process on that
I asked you what made you say those three things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Love, it's just sheeple and marijuana.
The sheeple, I don't really know where I was going with on that one, honestly. But the other two were very obvious parts of my life currently.
Okay.
I mean, in the past, not currently now, with one of them.
Oh, my God.
In particular.
Just say it.
No, I will not. So, and the other one, love. I don't know. It's just I'm kind of going through something right now. I wouldn't say it was love, but it's something. It's something notable.
Do you want to go into more detail about that?
No.
Oh my God.
I can't. No.
You can't?
No.
Okay.
I wish I could.
So is it a romantic kind of situation?
No. Let's just say there's somebody I like.
Okay.
A lot. And we're just friends.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You're stuck in the friend zone?
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. So, I don't know.
You know, you're fixing to turn 38.
39.
39.
Yeah,
39. And you are going to be, we didn't know this until just a few minutes ago when you sat down. This is going to be episode 38 of this podcast. Yeah. And it's going to drop, everyone listening to this right now, we're recording this a few days before, but it's going to drop, you know, a week and a day before your 39th birthday.
Right. Right.
So we're going to usher you into 38.
Yeah.
As a yeah. podcast superstar.
On the internet, officially. Finally.
Well, you were on YouTube and Facebook, YouTube. But you have removed yourself from that.
From Facebook, yeah.
Why is that?
I'm still on YouTube. I don't know. I think everyone kind of knows everything that's been going on lately, past, I don't know, a few years, 5 years, maybe longer than that. It's just too much, you know, the politics of everything, the violence, and just being reminded of all this crap, and just a lot of drama on Facebook, just a lot of people arguing and fighting. Mm-hmm. You see it on Twitter and everywhere else. Just wanted to get away from that, you know. It's really easy to be negative. I don't need to be reminding myself that it's all terrible people out there.
Gotcha.
So I just wanted to separate from that. Because I thought it would improve my life. So,
anyway, I appreciate that, being self-aware. You know, do you find that you're prone towards pessimism or negativity or kind of a, you know?
That's a super easy question to answer. I'm definitely a negative person. I think I'm, what's the word? I forgot to.
A pessimist?
Sometimes I forget words.
Oh, it happens.
It's a problem.
It happens.
And I'm not even 39. No, but I'm definitely a pessimist. Everybody thinks I'm a pessimist.
And, you know,
a realist. I think I'm being a realist.
Yeah.
But that's my point of view. So,
see, I'm right there with you. You know, I'm a pragmatic romantic pessimist. Right, like I'm a pragmatic. No, you know, better way to say it is a pragmatic idealist. You know, which is kind of opposites. But I also tend to see, or at least plan for, the worst, whether it be a situation, an encounter with a person. Right. I hope for the best, but I plan for the worst.
Right,
and that doesn't. I think in our society, pessimism is like a quote-unquote lesser desirable perspective, right. But it's also kept me out of situations that could have gone very wrong.
Yeah,
because I thought about what could have happened beforehand. Right. And I don't think it's a better or a worse scenario. I think it just is.
I think there's a place for pessimism.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect Star Wars reference. I mean, you can't have all one side.
No.
There's got to be a balance. And me being a pessimist, I knew what I was capable of, like especially working in the bike industry, quality control, engineering, stuff like that. I would kill at stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Because some of the stuff I see coming, you know, out of these boxes, it's just like, what, man, why'd they do that?
Really?
Or they'll leave out a part when they should have had like something there. Hmm. Yeah, it's just weird stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So... I was going somewhere with that question. I forget where I was going. How does your pessimism and your decision to step away from social media, how has that gone for you? Is that have the desired effect where it makes you want to, or you feel like it's been beneficial, or has it been like, man, I kind of miss it, or what has it done for you?
I felt like it's made it better.
Yeah.
I think I reflect more now as before. I might, you know, when like you're just sitting around, or when you're playing a video game, especially, I'll check my phone and it becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people are doing that now. It's always a habit to, like, when you sit down, I got to pull up my phone. I'm sitting down, you know? I find myself doing that less, because if I would look at my phone, I'd be getting on Facebook.
Gotcha.
So instead of doing that, I'm actually reflecting on myself. Like, what did I mean? How did I say it like that? You know,
what are some of the things you find yourself reflecting on?
Just like my attitude or how I like act in a situation. Oh, yeah.
Or you find anything that you go, man, you know what? I could work on that.
Yeah. All of it's workable. It's worth it. If you could just realize what you're doing. And then the big part is knowing that, hey, that's not right. I need to, you know, do a little bit better about certain things. So
Heather and I, just this last episode last week, I think you know Heather, don't you?
Yeah.
Heather and I were talking about mental health and 2020's effect on mental health, especially 2020's effect, but mental health in general.
Yeah.
But how this year has affected that. You know, it's not necessarily safer at home, you know, and all that bullshit. That can be home can be a very dangerous place for a lot of people, whether it be that there's an abusive situation, be it physically, emotionally, psychologically, or maybe your own being stuck with yourself and your own thoughts is a bit too much for some people.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
Probably half and half for everybody. And,
it's a weird year.
It's affected my life 0%.
Has it really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yes. That's how sucky my life was before the COVID. Now it's like, this is how I live. This is how I live. Everybody's got
to
live it.
What had to have affected you, because you work in the bicycle industry.
Yeah,
weren't you guys shot down or shut down?
No,
for a bit?
We never shut down.
No, really?
Yeah, because we were considered transportation.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't have to take any kind of time without pay and go, how am I going to make ends meet?
I've been fortunate. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad.
Probably my whole life. If you look back at your life and the things that have happened in your life, you would probably realize how lucky you actually are. Do me give you a mind-blowing scenario that is factual?
Yes, I do.
My grandfather fought in World War II.
Okay.
He was captured in the largest battle in World War II, which was the Battle of the Bulge.
Mm-hmm.
So he's captured by the Germans. He survived, came back to the United States, and had kids who were my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I go back and I'm like, I could have very easily died and not existed if he was killed in that war.
Well, that's true. Yeah, if you look at it in perspective that way, you've got where you're had one thing gone differently, you wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be, you know, being both just increasing our level of internet fame in this podcast right this very moment.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We're not going to get famous from this podcast. This podcast is one that is for the functionally dysfunctional.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I mean, the listenership's probably never going to be like over the fucking, you know, moon, because we talk about some tough shit on this podcast.
And that's what we should be talking about.
And all right, so speaking of tough shit, since you're going
to
pussyfoot around the weed topic.
I will. No, I mean, I think if you ask me questions, I would answer them and probably go down a path longer than you desire.
I asked you if you wanted a pseudonym before we started.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that what you were doing? I did not understand that at all.
Oh, man.
No, I didn't catch that. Man, that would have been so badass. I could have came up with something really cool.
We're here with...
Shit.
We can use your initials.
JC.
We can be here with Johnny Cash.
No, it's got to be like something kind of goofy, but smart.
Jinko Catskill?
Wait, let's not... pressure it. Let's just...
Let it come about.
Let's ease into it. We'll come put a pin in that.
So, all right. Well, you're hog tying me a little bit, because you don't want to talk about the love.
Oh, I interest. Can't.
You can't.
Well, it's not.
You don't want to.
No, actually, we can talk about that topic. Actually,
let's do it,
because I didn't want to actually talk about that specific situation. But I just think it's an important topic.
Let's do it. Well, like, so
love. Yeah.
What do you feel like?
What does that word mean? I want to ask you a question.
I love questions.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, do it.
I mean, what do you think of that word?
I think it is a grossly overused word.
Yeah.
I think that,
love you. Bye. Love you. Bye. Right?
Ew,
gross.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
I think it's four letters that can be super meaningful if said by a person that you have a connection with, that you feel the meaning behind the word.
Right.
I feel like it can be an empty four letters that don't mean shit, depending on who says it to you.
Yeah.
And you know, unlike other languages, English uses the word love for a lot of things. I love food. I love football. Yeah. I love video games. I love this. I love that. Right.
Yeah.
And
never thought of that.
And it kind of loses some of its potency, perhaps. You know, I mean, in Greek, there's five different words for love, and they all have very different meanings. So you're not using the same word over and over and over, meaning different things.
Yeah.
You know, when you tell someone, you know, that you love them with the word eros, which is the root word of erotic, that you tell them very clearly what you mean.
That's my favorite kind of love. If we're being honest,
you know, you use the word. I believe the Greek word is phileo, which is where we get our city Philadelphia. The root of that word, the city of brotherly love, because phileo in Greek is a friendly love.
Yeah, isn't it like one of the most violent cities in America?
Is it really?
Yes. It's very ironic.
So I would support the use of different words to describe different things.
Yeah, me too.
Instead of just love.
It's because it's cliche as it sounds. It's complicated.
Love in general?
No,
or the language of it?
Actually, the concept of love is very simple. But the practice of it...
How so? Well, what do you mean specifically?
Just finding like the right person.
So you mean in a romantic kind of a way?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had this thought the other day. I was like, you know, it is so easy to meet the right person at the wrong time.
Hmm. I can see that.
It's more prone to be the other way around, meeting the wrong person at the right time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So kind of like, you know, this is the old adage of, you know, you got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find a prince.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this is the wrong person, but it's a convenient time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like with me, I feel like I'm growing and trying to be better, you know? And if you meet somebody that's working on something personally, they just might not be looking, you know, might have not any interest. I have an interest in a relationship all the time. There's never a moment in my life where I'm like, I'm not ready to date, you know, like,
right.
Fuck that, let's date, you know? And, but some people, they're not the same way. So, yeah, it's just, you know, the stars have to align, basically, is what I'm saying. So, like, I've dated some people, not like in a, as a group, but like, I haven't went that way yet.
I was practicing for my harem.
Yeah, so I don't swing that way. So, but like, I was crazy about this girl and she wasn't really super into me at the time. So it naturally just kind of when it's just kind of naturally kind of just fell apart, just kind of fizzled out, you know, it didn't really go anywhere. And then here recently she's been like, I guess, thinking about me and stuff. I had moved on, you know, but now she's just crazy about me. And I'm like, dude, 6 months ago, if you would have just been acting this way, who knows what would have happened.
So is that a circumstance, romantic circumstance, that you're like, you've moved on from that.
Yeah.
You're not interested in going back to her interest in you.
Yeah, it's really weird. I never thought I'd be that way. Just for some reason, I'm not feeling it, you know?
Well, like you said, you know, if you're working on yourself, and we were talking in the bike shop, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I forget what it was we were talking about, but you were saying, you were talking about a conversation you had had with somebody and you just were like really opposed to their stance.
Yeah.
And then you said you stepped back and were trying to see things from their perspective.
Yeah. I was asking them specific questions.
Yeah. And once you saw, not that you came to agree with them, but once you saw it from their
totally
perspective.
Totally disagreed with them.
Yeah. So, so you totally disagreed, but you came to an understanding of how they thought that way. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And I don't think many people do that. Just like many people don't. So most people don't seek to actively evolve as a human being.
It was a profound experience for me.
Really?
Because this person was opposite of the political beliefs that I had.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very far apart. And I don't know how it came up, especially at work, which was probably not a good idea. But yeah, we just had naturally happened. I started asking him some questions, but I wasn't responding to his response was the important thing.
Gotcha.
So I listened to him and then I asked another question and I never responded to his response. And then by hearing his answers and kind of, just listening to him, I was able to tell that his way of thinking was just different.
Right.
So he was thinking, in theory, let's get rid of all this and then the world will be a better place. And I'm like, yeah, in theory that works, but you can't do that because there are people out there that don't want you to do that.
Right.
You can't make everybody, do something.
And I don't think that many people actively try to grow and evolve as a human being and become better versions of themselves. And also, as part of that, perhaps, don't think that people most of the time give a shit about trying to understand someone else's perspective. Not that that means you're trying to agree with them,
right?
But to understand why they think the way they think and be okay with still disagreeing.
Yeah.
Because it's like the antithesis of most of the things that is shoved down our throat in life, right? We live a very dualistic life. It's right and wrong, good and bad, light and dark. Everything is this dualistic way, which inherently draws these invisible lines.
That sounds like a really gritty, bored, like adult humor game. No, listen. You could call it red and blue, black and white.
Red and blue, black and white. I like it.
Politics and racism.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a board game.
That's a great board game.
We could do this.
Let's do it.
No, I'm just kidding. These are the kind of ideas I have. Sorry, I cut you off.
And no, you're fine. And now we have expressed our intellectual property. So you can't take that.
Yeah, because normally that costs money, right? So I just saved probably. All right. I'm glad I did.
We've got proof of concept.
There we go.
On record. Red and blue, black and white.
Yep.
But that's the way. It's almost like everything is one side. Everything in life is one side pitted against another side.
Right.
I just posted a Facebook status today. Posted a Facebook status today that said they're not going to be a popular Facebook status. People are probably going to bitch about it. I don't do it for that reason, but the status was, everyone experiences privilege and what's the word I used? Not slight, but I forget the word I used. The opposite of privilege.
I am not going to be able to help you.
Whatever the opposite of privilege is, I forget the word I use now. I actually looked up antonyms of privilege because I wanted to use the word privilege because everyone is bitching about privilege right now.
Right.
And whatever the opposite of privilege is, I forget the word I used. And I said they're not mutually exclusive, right? You don't have, let's call it, a detriment instead of a privilege. Let's say that's the word I used, though it wasn't. It's not like, you have privilege because of X, Y, or Z.
Right.
Which I feel like people right now are using that word as if there are not detriments to the same reason you have privilege. Okay, for example, let's fucking use the most polarizing one of all right now, right? White privilege.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't choose to be born white any more than someone else chose to be born another one.
I wanted to be born in China, actually. So somebody up there really fucked up with the paperwork.
And so are there privileges to being a white male?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there also detriments to being a white male?
Yeah.
And are there detriments to being a black person?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there privileges to being a black person? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just all different.
And so people use privilege as if if you're privileged, you don't have also detriments to that same thing that gives you privilege. There's pros and cons. Right? And so it's not mutually exclusive terms. It's two sides of the same coin. But people want to make it sound like, oh, if you're this, then you're privileged. Well, in some ways you are, but in some ways you're there. Whatever that thing is, is a detriment. I'm privileged to be a bicycle rider because it's fun. I get to see some cool roads you'd never drive on in a car. The detriment is I might become a hoodworm at one day, right? And there's always pros and cons to any aspect of what you, who you are. And taking that back to evolving as a human, I don't think most people spend much effort in trying to evolve.
I don't know how it happened. I wasn't.
That was my next question.
Yeah. I was like, what is this? Slimy all over me. I felt weird after doing that, trying to grow. Ugh. it just kind of happened. I don't know why.
So nothing sparked it?
Not to that I can recall. It just kind of happened naturally, which is a good way for things to happen. Yeah. That is not a plug to weed.
Oh my God.
But it kind of is. Which we can talk about that some more too.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about it, it doesn't matter.
I do a lot of weird stuff when I have smoked weed. I have a lot of quirky things I do.
Such as?
I take screenshots on my phone when I notice it's my time birthday. That's what I call it, my time birthday.
What does that mean?
So when's your birthday?
The date?
Yeah, December like the 30th. Month. December 30th?
Uh-huh.
So December's the, 10, 11, 12th month, right?
Yeah.
So it's 12:30.
Uh-huh.
So every time you notice 12:30 on your clock, you screenshot it.
Oh, it's your time birthday.
So I call it, and whenever I'm hanging out with somebody, it's so annoying too. Hey, it's my time birthday. It's my time birthday. And it's actually, it's number one, it's quirky and cool. And number two, it's a great way to embed permanently into your friend's brain when your birthday is. It's the only way you can really do it. And I just kind of came up with it. So if we're ever hanging out and it's 9:18, I'm like, hey, it's my, I'll tap you on the arm. It's wake up. It's my time birthday. It's my time birthday. And then, so I'll screenshot that. I'll screenshot like 11:11, you know, where you're supposed to make a gay wish and it doesn't come true.
What?
Yeah. When it's 11:11,
you
don't make an actual homosexual joke, request or wish. That's not what I meant. I was using
that was my question.
No. I was like, you make a wish, a normal wish. I was using the word gay because I'm frustrated with my results.
Gotcha.
None of my wishes have come true.
No?
No.
So, that's the definition of insanity.
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Yeah. So, why keep making the wish?
Well, I changed the wish. I changed it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, one day, if like, you know, you could, you know, change your thinking, change your world, which I think is bullshit, by the way. But you can just say, you know, at 11:11, I wish I'd drive my car tomorrow. Right, like it's gonna come true.
Yeah, I'm not wasting a wish like that, because if God really does have a sense of humor, I would take that opportunity as God, be like, all right, you're getting it, you're gonna drive your fucking car tomorrow, hope it was worth it.
That's hilarious.
And then that's the only wish you get. What if that was our life? Like, hey, we're gonna put you on this planet, you're in this country, you're coming out of this vagina, this you're going to have a moment in your life, and you don't know when it is, but you're going to be silently granted a wish. And the next time 11:11 occurs, or you blow out your fucking stupid birthday candle cakes, what is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the candles.
Yeah.
I had the numbers, letters. Letters? I had my, what happened? What did you put in this margarita?
Your brain just melted right in front of
me. What was I saying?
Yeah, if you use, what if you have one wish that you just randomly will get granted
that,
in life?
What if that was the meaning of life? Just completely.
The one random wish that gets granted.
Yeah, and you don't know when it is.
You better make it a good one every fucking time.
And
then.
It's, see, I feel like I could write for Black Mirror or something. I come up with these
weird. What's Black Mirror?
Oh, it's a show on Netflix. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
You should check it out.
What's it about?
It's, they're all random. Like, the characters don't flow into each episode.
Okay.
So they take a technology. This is something I noticed. They'll take a current technology and they'll look at it like 10, 15 years from now. Okay. And they'll build an episode kind of around it. But it's a show that's kind of dark and it has this really weird twist that you never see coming at the end.
Of every episode?
Yes.
Huh.
So it's like that Hitchcock show with the door. The scary door. No, that's what they called it on some cartoon. They were making a reference to it. They called it the scary door.
The scary door. The Hitchcock scary door. I can't place. I'm not a huge Hitchcock fan.
I think it was Futurama
that made the reference.
Yeah.
I've watched that just
damn
a few
it,
times.
What's that show?
And I'm like,
The Twilight Zone.
Get... Oh, yeah.
So it's a modern day, actually into the future a little bit, Twilight Zone. And the guy stopped writing the, It's written by different people, different cast.
Really?
It's all different.
So what's the continuity of the show?
That you don't see the twist ever coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It'll
fuck your brain. And the only episode I didn't watch to it was a black. They had one black and white episode. I'm like, I'm not watching. I'm not French. This isn't the 1920s. I just can't watch black and white stuff.
I can't either.
I was like, what? I paid for this color. Why the fuck would I turn it off? I don't get refunded.
I don't know. I do kind of like the old like Dick Van Dykes and I Love
the
Lucy's
Westerns
in
too.
Black and whites.
Yeah, the Westerns.
Not a big Western fan.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
I don't watch Western. I don't go out of my way to watch Westerns. But if one sits right down in front of me and says, are you feeling lucky, punk? Yeah, I'll watch it. Especially if it's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's a red-blooded American.
That's funny shit right there.
So, yeah, what were we talking about?
We I don't know. I just let the conversation roll. Man. We always have a jumping off point.
Oh, yeah.
And we just let it roll from there. Ooh, I went through puberty again right there. That happened to me last week at one point in the episode.
Oh, your throat?
Yeah, just like my voice totally cracked out of nowhere. But yeah, we were talking about...
we were talking about the kind of the meaning of life.
Uh-huh, meaning of life. And you were talking about your... not wasting your wishes that you have that may or may not be granted.
Oh, yeah. You told me to just fucking just chuck this one out there.
And just to and then make it come true.
God's like, oh, all right, here we go.
You've referenced God a few times. Are you a believer?
I'm technically a Christian.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What do you mean by technically?
I say that because it's interesting and factual. No.
Oh, factual. All right, let's hear it.
Factual from my point of view, which I know is I'm using air quotes, opinion.
Uh-huh.
But I was raised Southern Baptist.
Okay.
I was baptized actually right before I went into the military.
Really?
Yeah.
So technically for you means you were baptized.
No, I didn't stop there. I know it sounded like it did because I stopped talking.
That's why I asked.
But it continued on. No, I was there every Sunday, Wednesday. I read the Bible and really devout.
Okay.
But then I went through some stuff. I actually got married during that time.
Did you really?
Yeah. So this was after I got back from the military. It didn't go well. I wasn't ready for that.
Sure.
So ended in a divorce. And then... everything changed after that.
How so?
Religiously, like I was just done. You know, I think I was heartbroken to the point where I was like, I don't understand how, you know, something this horrible could happen, you know.
Were you mad at like the deity for that, like going, oh man, fuck you, God, I can't believe you let this happen.
Yeah, or, I think it was a pretty cliche response, you know, like I'm the first person to do this, you know. Probably half of us experienced that, maybe not a half, but a good chunk of people in the history of time have had the same response after a marriage ends to have negative review and comments to make. Man, that'd be fucking cool. After your divorce, you can just get on Google Review or Yelp. Like, you have to have an account. Like, your ex-wife has an account. I'm one star in this, bitch. And just say, you know, a bunch of... There actually was an episode in Black Mirror that was just like that. So people would go around rating each other based on every experience. So, like, if you drop off your mail, you interact with somebody at the post office, you both judge each other. Like, oh, he was cool. He was cool. Or...
We're not far from that because Uber, you know, I mean, you rate your driver. The driver, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, will also rate the person they picked up.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
You know, I mean, God. So let other drivers be like, dude, don't fucking pick this person up.
What a fucked system. Do you think the drivers are really going to be the problem? Like, no, it's definitely always going to be the passengers.
Yeah, it's always the customer's fault.
Why do you need a fucking ride? Because you're a piece of shit. And you've been drinking all night.
That's not the only reason, idiot. Uber.
Or you're handicapped or something like that. Or no, elderly.
I used to have a client
that... Or you just don't have a car.
I used to have...
of those five things.
One of those five things, pretty much. I used to have a client that Ubered back and forth to our sessions, you know, and she had a car that wasn't reliable, didn't want to buy a new car, so she Ubered. And I'm like, ah, never had that with a client, but that makes sense.
Actually, yeah, so what just happened there, I put my foot in my mouth by, blah, 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 you know, I have no filter, so it's just like flowing
out. My favorite conversations.
My mouth is the third largest hole on my body, I've discovered.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. No, what I was going to say, I mean, I didn't measure them. Or anything. I
can guess what the first one is. Afraid to ask what the second one is, but
I didn't actually put any thought into it. It's just funnier if you can't figure it out. You know what I mean?
See, my mind.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, that's how my mind works. I'm hyper analytical.
And that's the. I like the joke. Pitch my jokes at people like you. Just please pick this joke apart. Please.
I'm a good candidate for it.
There's no cream filling in this joke. It's just a bag of shit. What were we talking about before that? Oh, yeah. The foot in the mouth. Remember? Yeah. I come up with a lot of t-shirt ideas. Can I trademark it real quick?
Do it. Put it out there.
A character like Waldo, like a cartoonish character, maybe not Waldo, obviously, because I couldn't afford it, but he's got one leg up and his foot's in his mouth and they'll say like below it, that's how I roll or something.
I like that.
Because I fucking dude, my foot's in my mouth all the time.
Is it?
Yes, it's delicious.
See, I go the complete opposite direction where I hyper-analyze every word that comes out of my mouth before I say it. And sometimes people will say something and they'll be like, did you hear me? I'm like, yeah, I heard you. I'm just thinking about what I'm going to say. Right. I mean, just give me a second. I'm thinking.
That's good.
Oh, well, it's a blessing and a curse.
You're going to survive this next year. This is the last proof that I ever existed.
Oh, my God.
Last. Probably recent, too. Like, I don't think I'll survive. Once I step out of your house, I can't. There's no one to protect me. I am a white, single man, almost 40. I drive a fucking Scion.
I thought it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, which sounds... listen, okay, you don't have any visuals. You're just hearing my voice. When I say I drive a Scion, don't not date me just because of that. What it means...
We're going to link Josh's dating profile show notes.
It's actually probably the second coolest sign ever made. The FRS was really cool. The two-door.
See, I thought when you pulled up, I was like, that's a pretty sweet car.
It's a four-door hatch. It's a Corolla hatchback.
Yeah, I thought it looked sweet.
I mean, that's why I bought it. It was good looking.
Right?
Yeah. Seriously, I remember the day I bought that.
At least
thing.
The car is. No. It's too easy. I had to.
I didn't even catch it, man. Oh, you said something fucked up, didn't you?
I did.
It probably would have hurt my feelings. It's best I didn't hear it.
Well, Josh has one of the best heads of hair I've ever seen.
I feel like my hair's falling out.
Really?
I think your hair's better than mine.
I hate my hairline. It's always been high. It's not receding. It's just always been a high hairline. Always wished I had your hairline.
My hairline.
You got the widow's peak happening. I
look
love
like
that.
Dracula. Like, I don't even have to.
No, it's not that
Halloween,
sharp.
I don't have to paint a black triangle up there. Do you know how much money I save every year not buying black Dracula paint? Dozens of dollars.
You're the first person to be in studio with me that has a bigger beard than mine. I keep mine pretty tight.
I actually trimmed it up.
Did you?
It's getting homeless looking. This is kind of my... I think this is my sweet spot. Anything past this, I only get 10%. They're like, fuck it, we're going for it. Like 10% of my hairs.
Uh-huh.
I'll have these scragglies. They're like, oh, nope, yeah. I'm pushing the boundaries. It's like they're trying to break out of Earth, you know, in a rocket ship. And they're just screaming their balls off. But that's what I look like. My beard just, it got a little too scraggly, so I trimmed it up. I could have just said that. But I had this whole fucking cartoon painted in my head of one of my hairs in a rocket ship screaming.
Trying to make it out of the atmosphere.
Out of the orbit, right?
Oh, man. That's funny.
We haven't really covered anything specific.
We've touched on a lot.
Yeah, I like touching a lot of stuff. And not going too deep, you know, into it.
That's what she said.
I know. We should just do an episode where everything we say.
Everything's a euphemism.
It has to be that's what she said. Because that's a lot of fun.
I was just texting with a buddy of mine from Call of Duty. We've never met in real life. He lives in Mississippi. And I was like, hey, man, you know, I'd asked him a question. He'd had an injury. I said, hey, how's it? How you healing up? And he's like, I'm doing good. You know, he's got a side job where he buys and sells and rebuilds and services like large fish tanks.
Oh,
and
wow.
He sends me a picture and he goes, yeah, I'm just resealing this tank from, you know, working it from the inside out. And I sent back a gift.
Oh, God.
That's what she said.
I love it.
And he's like, how did I not catch that? But
I enjoy that. That's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been one of our topics.
That's what she said.
And then once we go into it, it has to be a battle for, let's see how many we can do here.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Because that's what she said.
You ever play the game at a restaurant where you make everything suggestive sounding?
Yes!
With the menu items.
Oh, please right? Let me tell a story when you're done.
I'll grill your chicken.
Yes, I do. There's a thing. Yeah, mine's bad, and I do it. I actually do it. So what I do, this one's really good. I have to move the microphone up.
I'll pickle your herring.
I got to get some, because there's going to be some action here.
Oh, God.
So when I go to a Mexican restaurant, I'm very specific on how I like my burritos.
That's what she said.
Yeah, because if I'm going to stuff that in this hole, then it's got to be just the right fit. And it's got to have on the inside of it exactly what I want.
Oh, my God.
What I desire. You know what I mean? So with my burrito, back to reality. My burrito has to be wrapped on both ends so I can pick it up and eat it with my hands. So what I do is, because the Hispanic people that I interact with, I'm trying to be...
to video these hand gestures.
Yeah, it's not even... I'm just warming them up right now. I'm getting my elbows loose. So the Hispanic people that I interact with, and I'm trying to be very politically correct here.
This is not the show
good,
for that.
But. They're good people. But that I interact with, they usually don't have the English skills that I do.
Okay.
Which mine are terrible. But so I use hand gestures after I tell them I want my burrito wrapped. I don't want it covered with all that crap. I want to eat my burrito like this. And I put my hands up to my head. So what I'm doing is I'm basically creating a large circle. It's probably about the size of a softball. And
oh,
I have one hand in front of the other, and it's as if I'm holding a pole directly at my facial area.
Wait, time out. Grab my phone off its charger behind you by the Darth Vader head. I got to video this.
Okay. this. I mean, I'm pretty sure this is already on the internet, but go ahead.
Oh, it's going to be now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Okay.
Okay. So when I'm describing how, you know, the burrito needs the burrito needs to be wrapped so I can pick it up like this because I want to eat it. I want to eat it with my hands like this. And I do this. And I've done it. I've done this in public before several times, probably just 3 times. And I think I've got one person to respond to it, like kind of giggle.
No shit.
And everybody else is like, that's how I eat my burrito, you know?
No one comments on it.
You know?
Oh, God.
But,
yeah, oh,
I like to have fun like that randomly.
Right.
It's usually because I've been smoking marijuana, which I used to do.
Used to.
Yeah.
Many, many, many years ago.
Yeah, I
mean,
I did it like a lot and often in the past. But I'm currently not in the past. So, ergo, I'm not breaking the law.
It's not legal in our state, which is,
yeah,
I think, stupid.
I mean, every time I've ever done it, I was in the past, one of those legal states.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was in the past.
Specifically, one of those legal states.
I can't believe that it's not legal in Tennessee. I think we're one of the few states that it's not legal in, I believe. Is it legal in more than it's not at this point?
I have no idea. I honestly picked a state and hoped it was legal there. As soon as I crossed the border, on the highway too, I just started smoking as hard as I could.
I have smoked weed 3 times in my life.
Yeah.
And
I was surprised by that.
It doesn't... Yeah.
I thought you were...
Do you know...
Because I didn't do it in high school or college. If I could go back in time, I would fucking destroy, dude.
Would you?
Yes. I had no idea.
See, it doesn't do anything to me. Not a thing.
No, I'm not talking about weed. My whole life would change. Obviously,
oh, yeah,
everybody would do something different. But I was like...
See...
I would... Yeah.
No, go ahead. You... What
there were so many girls that liked me.
Oh, yeah?
In middle school and high school. And I've tried to have relations with them as many as I could later
okay.
on. After high school, you know. It's like, dang, I had no idea. Man, we should hang out sometime. Oh, man, we're in my bed. What's going on? You know? So, yeah.
I didn't date much in high school. But and I have a twin sister. And several years after we had graduated high school, and there were some people from high school that she was hanging out with. And some girls or something like that. And I had walked, I think I come home from college, something like that. And they were talking about old times, and somehow the comment got made from my sister, you know, yeah, bro, you know, you could have dated like anybody you want to in high school. And I was like, no,
yeah,
I didn't. Thanks for telling me now.
That's what happens to me. Right? Or happened to me.
And I'm like, I didn't hardly date at all.
I didn't.
Everyone I dated, like, it was totally fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean,
I still remember my first relationship.
Hoe bags playing games and bitches cheating on me. And
oh, yeah. Mine was... Do you remember your first relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. Let me tell you.
I did my first kiss when I was 16.
Oh, man. I don't remember my first kiss. I was definitely younger than 4. No, I'm just kidding. So... And that's the kind of humor that I get.
I love it.
That I put out into the world.
I love it.
Man, what was it? God, so much.
We're talking about girls and fucked up relationships.
My first relationship, it was stupid. I got forced into dating this girl. I don't know how. I don't know how. She just liked me so much. It fucking happened. You know how bad I wish I could do that right now?
Oh, yeah.
Just force a relationship. Boom. We're dating. Yeah. In your face. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I would not like that at all. Because that's not what a relationship is.
No, it's not.
But it's a funny concept.
It is.
Like when, we'd be basically in the Middle East, I would assume, somewhere, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm dating you now.
This morning, I was,
that's fucked
me
up.
And Dad and Heather were walking at Chutes Branch,
yeah,
mountain bike trail or trail. And we ran into this lady that's been walking out there for a long time. And she recently, her, I don't know what kind of in-law they'd be, but they had moved, this lady had moved down from where she's from. And she's like, hey, here's our, meet my friend, da, 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 da. And I said, oh, we actually crossed paths last week and met. And
literally.
What?
Oh, crossed paths.
Oh, we literally crossed paths at shoots and met.
Oh, yeah.
And and so she goes, yeah. I forget who had the sons and daughters, but she was like, my two sons are married to her two daughters.
Whoa.
That's what we said.
Wait,
time out. And I went, so how many goats you get out of this deal?
Yeah, what the fuck? how you'd have to get married maybe at the exact same time so it'd be legal somehow?
Well, no, like not like in a they're all married to each other, but yeah. Like one daughter is married to one son and the other daughter married to the other son, but it still sounds weird. We all reacted the same way.
It shouldn't be though.
Like what? Who?
Wait, that's confusing. Yeah. You're your own uncle somehow? So, like, all that's confusing anyway.
And the funny thing is, so last week we met this lady when my dad, so someone's been out there fucking at shoots, and there's a bunch of used condoms laying in the parking lot.
Well, at least
you're right. Dad has a used condom on a stick and is trying to throw it out in the brush, and this lady walking around the corner. And so when the other lady is introducing, thinks we haven't met, and she's introducing us, and I said, oh, we go way back. We go way back to the condoms.
Wow.
And the lady looks at me like, what? So confused, you know, and then it got even more confusing with my two sons are married to her two daughters.
Dude, that's insane.
It was an interesting exchange.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, this has been a great episode. There's
so much more I want to share.
We're gonna have you back because we just touched
just on the tip.
I'm
gonna be inside your ears once again. Coming soon. That's what she said.
I like it. All right. I think everyone's gonna request for you to come soon again.
I'd enjoy it.
Like reloading in like the next 3 minutes.
If the popularity is there, I will not disappoint. No doubt.
Oh man, anything else to add before we wrap this one up? At least look how fast 52 minutes goes by,
dude. I actually have a motto for the show. Like if I had a show, this is what I would end every radio.
Tell me.
Broadcast with. Oh man, I forgot what it was though. Oh yeah, it's something about, hey, just set it to cruise control, baby.
Right?
Life. Just like my commute now, I set that bitch to cruise control. I have a neck pillow. I recline my seat just a little
bit. Are you fucking serious?
It's amazing. I mean, I'm high, but like it is. This was in the past. Dude, it's the best. I enjoy the fuck out of my morning commute.
How do you not fall asleep?
You know what a privilege is? A privilege is being able to drive a fucking car. And I have I have an hour drive in this beautiful country. It's all gorgeous.
Yeah.
I go by a vineyard right when the sun is setting. Really? Yes.
What vineyard's out that way?
It's probably like a berry farm. It's probably not a vineyard, but it sounded like sexier in my head. It's probably strawberries or something.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
It's not an actual vineyard. You caught me. You know what? It's next to Lock 3 or 5.
Lock 4.
It's not Lock 4. It's one of those other fuck. Did you know there's other locks?
Well, yeah.
I didn't know that. There's another lock? Less than 4?
There's one between 0 and 4.
There's a lock over 4? Okay. Yeah. The idea is set the cruise control. Enjoy the view. Look around you. Don't look at your phone. I mean, I notice those things now. Sunsets, I always notice them.
Mm.
And I have a specific thought, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
We'll hold it till next time.
But I enjoy sunsets now. And
that's cool, dude.
Yeah, you just got to notice there's a fucking sun out in the black of space, millions of miles away, keeping your punk ass alive.
Yep.
We're all privileged.
That's a great point. You know, we'll talk more about space next time. You said,
yes.
You said yesterday, you said, hey, let's talk more about space instead of the, you know, instead of the love sheeple and weed.
Yep.
And then you came back and said, no, fuck it. Let's go with the love sheeple and weed.
Go with your gut.
And that's what I said.
Everything
I said, let's go
out,
with your gut.
That's it.
And we'll talk more about space. That's one of my favorite topics. We've talked about aliens and space a bunch on this show. And we'll talk. I'm interested to hear some of your thoughts. So oftentimes I end an episode with something from one of my two calendars here. One of them is called a fact or crap. This one is my. We'll do one of both. All right, we'll do today's. Today is actually Saturday, September 5th. This one is my motivational daily calendar. And today's.
Mine would be the one pad that was only unmotivational. How did that happen? I don't know. Send it to
It's all unmotivational.
They're all unmotivational?
Yeah. But it's
I thought it was a mixture.
It's the unmotivational quote motivational.
Now I was confused. Calendar. I thought you're chancing it every
Saturday says, don't feel bad. Saturday, Sunday, September 5th and 6th.
Okay.
But it's about birthdays. Okay. So this is for you.
Oh,
for
nice.
The universe.
Yeah.
Gives you this.
Oh, fuck off.
Don't feel bad about getting old. At least you're getting closer to the end.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of thoughts about that, too. So,
oh, man, that's funny shit.
Wait, what's the other one?
Oh, the factor crap?
Yeah, that was a really good one. Hey, you're basically a piece of shit, and you're going to die.
They're all that way. They're so funny. We'll do the factor crap, because it doesn't have one for the weekends. We'll do it for the day this episode airs, which is Thursday, September 10th. So this is, you have to answer, is it fact or...
The day before 9/11, never forget.
Well, you're right. After the age of 80, humans lose about 50% of our smelling capacity. Is that a fact or crap?
I think that's fact.
Answer is fact.
It'd be funny if it said, nope, it's 49%.
Yeah. That'd be like belong on the unmotivational calendar also.
You're never going to win at this game because I created it. There are no winners in this board game.
I like the unmotivational one better today. That's funny. All right, man. Well, Josh, thanks for being on the show. We're going to do it again for sure.
Okay.
And yeah, until next time. I keep forgetting to tell people where they can find us on the socials. You can find the show on Instagram and Facebook. At Functionally Dysfunctional Show, Twitter at Funk Dysfunct Show, though I'm not very active on Twitter, but Instagram and Facebook we're pretty active. So hit us up there, send us an email, functionallydysfunctionalshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think, what you like, what you want to hear more about. And until next time, Josh, thanks for joining.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And this is Jeffrey Davis saying, smile, be kind, and don't punch anyone in the face unless they deserve it. Peace.